From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Danielle Hogarty. St. Louis and St. Louis County voters could have to give the St. Louis Zoo more money in the coming years. The Missouri House passed a bill yesterday that would allow voters to decide whether to increase their sales tax by 1/8 of 1%. The money would go toward the zoo, which already gets city and county taxpayer money. But the original bill would have had St. Charles, Jefferson, and Franklin counties shoulder some of the tax burden. Republican Representative Marsha Haefner of St. Louis County sponsored the bill.
We decided to simplify it, make it just St. Louis County, St. Louis City, and there is no board. We just thought that would be the simpler way to get this done, but still limit the amount of money that could be taxed.
The Senate has a similar bill and also dropped those three counties. Democrat Gina Wall says she updated it just to St. Louis and St. Louis County in order to gain more support. The Missouri House has passed a plan to change laws on students transferring from failing schools. The measure would require schools to be accredited by individual building instead of just by district. It would allow students at failing schools to transfer to better performing schools within their districts. If those are full, they could transfer to nearby districts or charter schools. Failing schools would still have to pay tuition for transfer students, but not more than what they had been paying on their education. St. Louis area Normandy Schools is the only unaccredited district. After 8 years of planning, the State Historical Society will break ground on its new home today on the MU campus. The new center will be over 75,000 square feet and located at the corner of Elm and 6th Street. It will double the size of the current historical building, according to Curator of Arts Joan Stark. Stark believes the new building will allow for more displays.
We are very limited as far as what we can display at any one time. We have a smallish gallery with very little room to display our masterpieces by George Caleb Bingham and Thomas Hart. A lot of them are very large, and we can't display even our most famous pieces all at the same time.
The new facility will cost around $35 million and is expected to open sometime in 2019. Worries about potential staff layoffs at MU were not eased yesterday after an open forum allowed staff to ask questions to university administrators. As the Columbia Missourian reports, about 100 people attended the forum, which was hosted by the MU Staff Advisory Council. Staff members were invited to submit questions beforehand, which were presented to a panel of administrators. Talk of layoffs began with an email from UM System President Moon Choi on April 3rd, who announced that these layoffs might be necessary in order to cut the system's budget by 8 to 12% for fiscal year 2018, in order to keep up with the expected loss of state funding. Members of the panel emphasized that conversations about layoffs are ongoing and nothing has been finalized. I'm Danielle Hogarty, KBIA News, Columbia.